This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Tomorrow marks a celebratory day for most Americans as families and friends will gather together for Thanksgiving feasts. But there are some who don't find the day or the concept so pleasant. Thursday morning on Alcatraz Island, a group will observe the Indigenous People's Annual Thanksgiving Sunrise Gathering, also known as Unthanksgiving Day. With us for a few minutes to talk about it is William Means, founder and board president of the International Indian Treaty Council. He's also co-founder of the UN Working Group on Indigenous Populations. William Means, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning to all of you down there in Arizona.
Can you give us some background? What brought about the Indigenous People's Annual Thanksgiving Sunrise Gathering? Why was it needed?
Well, I think it's another stereotype that's used to describe Indian people, especially in the younger grades of education, where, you know, they only talk about Indians twice a year, and that's October 12th, where they say Columbus discovered America, and then again on Thanksgiving Day in November. And so traditionally, you know, all the kids cut out their feathers and their headbands, and they talk about coming together with a feast, and the fact that Indian people and the pilgrims got together for a celebration, when in fact the real Thanksgiving, as many scholars have researched and uncovered now, was that of a massacre of Indian people. After they had the Thanksgiving dinner, all the people that provided the food were massacred. So it became a holiday based on the celebration of a massacre. And it's just another story that has been totally perverted to try and explain how Indian people and pilgrims came together.
Does that reality make Thanksgiving, at least as most Americans celebrate it, an uncomfortable, sort of queasy holiday for you and many other Native Americans?
Well, yeah, it certainly does. But, I mean, on the other hand, all cultures have a celebration of the harvest. And so it makes a lot of common sense in the terms of families getting together, traveling from all over the country to celebrate a meal together and a holiday. So in that sense, we applaud that type of aspect, but we try to use it as a teaching day, not only for non-Indian community, but for our own children who are subjected to the same type of stereotype images in the public school systems of the United States.
Have efforts like the Indigenous People's Annual Thanksgiving Sunrise Gathering, if there are any other similar sorts of things, have efforts like that brought more respect, more interest, more knowledge of what Native Americans experience?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, we started with a handful of people, and now, for example, tomorrow morning, there'll be well over 4,000, maybe 5,000 people that will get on a boat at 4 o'clock in the morning to travel over to Alcatraz at a cost of about $14 a piece. And just to attend a sunrise ceremony where they could see Native people as they really are and hear some prayers and thanksgiving in terms of a sunrise ceremony that's inviting other ecumenical leaders.
I wonder what you think if you were to give advice or a statement to non-Indigenous people as they celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow. What should they keep in mind when they think about what Native Americans are thinking about at the same time, in addition to the commonality you mentioned about celebrating harvest and whatnot? But in a greater sense, if people would just think about it for a few minutes, what should they be thinking about when it comes to Indigenous people?
First of all, I think they should be thinking about the positive contributions that Indigenous people have made to this society that we live in today, including land, including resources. But looking at Mother Earth as well, we have much in common as family environmentalists to look at the Earth and think about how we can protect Mother Earth for our future generations. If we can take that simple fact and think about it for a few minutes, then that leads us to a common ground for future generations.
Do you think that increased education is making the understanding between Native Americans and non-Native Americans, is it growing in a sense that there is more understanding?
Oh, there's no question about it. We now have schools on our reservation in urban areas that teach a majority Indian curriculum based on the culture of indigenous people. We have Indian studies classes available in almost every major higher education institutions where Indian people reside. And I think, you know, the events like this, events of fighting the mascot of the Washington football team and the publicity that's getting, but more importantly, the education of our people and the universities of Arizona, Arizona State, who are well known for their Indian studies and for the intellectual capacity building for Indian scholars.
William Means is founder and board president of the International Indian Treaty Council. He's also co-founder of the UN Working Group on Indigenous Populations. Mr. Means, thank you for the time today.
Oh, we appreciate it. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.